She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis, along with Andrea Donsky. And, you know, it's funny. It took me a long time to get into texting. Andrea, I can't even tell you how long. And people are like, I can't believe you don't text. And then once
I believe that. And then once
I started texting, I'm like, this is the best thing ever. But I'm still really behind the curve when it comes to apps. I'm completely clueless. So thank goodness we've got Kelly Wunderlin. She's going to talk about 7 apps for tracking everything in your life. Hello, Kelly.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
It's so great to have you on. Since this interview goes quick, let's jump right in. Tell us about the first app.
Great. So the first app is called Life. This is actually for your life. It's called Baby Connect, and Baby Connect keeps a journal of every nap, dirty diaper, bottle that you're giving to your tiny one.
Oh, that's convenient.
Yeah, this one is a paid one. It's $4.99, but it's really great to have, you know.
I remember when I had my kids, I used to like write it down. So this is a way now we can do everything on the phone, which is so great to have. If you're having babies nowadays, you are very lucky because let alone all the amazing food, the organic food that's out there.
Sure.
Now you have all these apps that you don't have to use. I remember when I was like breastfeeding, I would have to put a safety pin on the boob that I would actually breastfeed from so I didn't do the same boob the next time, right? Now you can actually have an app that tells you which boob you breastfed from. Sorry if that's TMI,
exactly.
But I mean, it's the
no,
truth,
I like
right?
I love the safety pin on the boob, I'm assuming you had a little shirt. I'm teasing you. Like, that sounds
of
really
painful.
On
the shirt. Not on my boob, on the,
well,
you know, the bra.
I couldn't resist. I'm sorry. Oh. All right. Now, what is Life 360?
So Life 360 is like a GPS tracker on your phone, and you can input people from your family into your circle. So you could see exactly where your husband's location is, where your mom's location is, where your daughter's location is. Of course, you do have to give permission in order to access that person's cell phone, but it's just a really great way to keep track of everybody and, you know.
I was going to say, you're going to become like a spy if you're not telling people what you're doing. Like, I know you weren't where you said you were.
Exactly.
It is really nice to have, though. It comes in handy.
It sounds fun. Now, I am a complete pet fanatic. I've got my 2 wonderful lab brothers, and I really like to keep track of things. As a matter of fact, I needed this pet phone app because recently I missed one of my dog's appointment. It was for a second shot in a series of shots, and because I missed it, he had to start all over again, and I felt really badly that I had to put him through this.
No.
Even though I'm a great dog mom, I forget these things. So tell us about this one.
Yeah, so PetPhone is a way to keep track of all your pet's health and vet appointments. It's really nice to have. This one is $2.99, but it is a really great app to have. You know, we have a 14-year-old dog, so she's at the tail end of her life. So we do need to make sure that she is going to the vet on time and getting the shots and the, you know, heart murmur pills that she needs.
Definitely.
You know, the next one I like, it's called Time Hop that you're recommending. So I'm a big fan of tracking. I'm a journaler. So, I mean, everything that I do, I journal. I started journaling when I was in grade 3. So I love journaling. So tell us a little bit about Time Hop, because I do think that's a very cool app that I think a lot of people might want to download.
Yes, Time Hop is wonderful. Whether you're taking a photo and putting it on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or just saving it on your camera roll, Time Hop is designed to remind you of those memorable moments, and you can go back in time and look. So it'll have a notification and it says 1 year from now, your daughter was 3 months old. 2 years from now, you know, your son was this. 5 years, even 30 years back. It is a really great memorable moments in your life.
Oh, that sounds so nice. Now, I don't travel very much, Andrea, but I know you do. So what is Foursquare?
Foursquare is, whether it's hotels, restaurants, you're allowed to check in at your location, and anybody in your cell phone for your contacts can see where you're at. And if they have the app as well, you can see where they're at and you can go and meet up. So conferences, things like South by Southwest in Austin, that is a great way to connect with people and say, hey, we're all in this spot at the same time. Where are you in this restaurant? Let's meet up.
Now, the next one, I'm laughing. I'm kind of giggling because, you know, it's called TripIt, and I'll tell you why I'm giggling. And tell me if this is something you'd be using it for. So I've been known to, let's say, miss some flights, you know, get my times confused, go to the wrong airport, park at the wrong place. Because I travel a lot, sometimes I get a little confused. So Tell me about it. Would TripIt help me get myself in order here? Because I'm loving it if it is. I'm downloading it now if that's the case.
It absolutely would. You simply forward your travel confirmations to plans@tripit.com and TripIt automatically creates a detailed itinerary for you.
Oh, that's nice.
I am. So just to be clear, Kelly, are these all for the iPhone? Is it Android? Like, where if people are listening and they're like, oh, I'd love that. Can they do it on any phone that they're on?
I do have an Apple phone, so I have the iPhone. They're based on the iPhone, but I know some of these you can get on Android.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Okay.
Now, the next one has to do with money. And, you know, I don't know if this is what my husband got, Mint, but he was just like, oh, this is so great because now I'm going to know exactly what we're spending. And I'm like, oh, really? Because, like, sometimes I like to get a facial or I'll get my hair blown out and stuff. And he'll be like, oh, you look really nice. I'm like, oh, yes, I bought a new face cream. No, I'm just joking. But, I mean, I'll tell him, but I get kind of embarrassed. So I'm like, oh, geez, now he's going to know everything.
Exactly. If you download the app Mint, you know, it really does help you get a hold of your finances, but at the same time, you really are aware where you're spending your money. So for me, I'm a Starbucks fanatic. So when my husband looks at the Mint app, he's like, okay, sweetie, you have been to Starbucks 5 times today. Enough's enough. And that is just on repeat every single day for the next 30 days. And then he's like, so all of our money is going to Starbucks.
See, in our case, it's Whole Foods.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously. Oh my gosh. I don't even want to know. Seriously,
yeah,
my gosh,
that's what I told him. Like, I don't want to know either. But no, it's a good thing to know about. Now, when did you first get into all this stuff, Kelly?
I started blogging in 2012, and then I really picked up in 2013, and then so forth. And now we're in 2016, and I love what I do. I make YouTube videos as well. You know, I'm just a general lifestyle blogger. I don't really have a niche. So I talk about tech. I talk about apps. I talk about wearables. I talk about being a stepmom, being a real mom. You name it, I'm talking about it.
Great. And what's the name of your blog so those who are listening can go and visit it?
It is kellywonderland.com.
Oh, awesome. And do you update it every day, once a month? Like, how often are you writing and blogging?
At least 3 times a week. I try to do every day, but, you know, sometimes I just can't get around to it. But definitely 3 times a week. I have a new video every single week, if not 2 videos on my YouTube channel.
That's awesome. Amazing. And so, you know, I guess to Lisa's question, what got you into the apps themselves? Was it something that you needed it by default because you found that you were disorganized? What kind of led you to look up all the different apps?
You know, I was always searching for things on the internet, and I thought if I'm searching for these things, there have to be other people out there. And so I just wanted a quick and easy way to find these things. And so, you know, you would search Google, you would search YouTube, and it would be 5 minutes, 10 minutes into a video, and then that was your answer. And so I really thought I need to make a YouTube channel, a blog that gets right into the nitty gritty, exactly what you want to find without all the extra stuff.
You know, you'll have to come back, Kelly, and talk about fitness apps. I'm sure you must see a ton of those.
Yes, yes. I definitely would. But yeah, I just get right into it, and, you know, there's no extra details. It's just exactly what people would want to find, which is exactly what I wanted to find.
Yeah, that makes it really nice, just to cut right to the chase.
Exactly.
You know what would be great, Kelly? Do you have anything regarding healthy living apps or food?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe there's something in that, Ruby. Maybe next time you come on, we could talk about that. Some apps to have if you're buying organic or, you know, if you're looking for non-GMO, because I know there's so many apps out there that maybe we can do a recap of all the apps in terms of living a healthy lifestyle.
Definitely. I will definitely do some more research. And when we get back together, I'll lay into it.
Cool.
I love it. And then we can put them on naturallysavvy.com and we can display them there as well. And then, yeah, share it among our blogs. I love that. That's terrific. Well, thanks, Kelly, for being on our show today. And I'm going to repeat your website for those who are listening. Kelly Wonderlin, that's WONDERLIN.com. You can also follow her on Twitter at Kelly Wonderlin. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone, and get an app for that. Stay well.